trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupobauan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Bauan.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupobaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Haz una pausa y disfruta mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia, con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupobaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is that time when we're live.
Hola, Kai.
Hello, everybody. We're live, and we are also live on Twitch, or at least we will be in just a moment. We've got a wonderful show for you today as I welcome you back after the weekend. I hope you had a nice weekend. We have lots to talk about today. We're going to have the return of our new section that we debuted. Estrenamos. A new section called What's Going On. We'll do that section again. We're also going to hear some facts about the fortune cookie. The fortune cookie. You know, the typical Chinese... what do you call that? What do you call that thing? I don't know how you say it. Galleta China o algo así. The little Chinese cookie that tells you if you're... It tells the future. Apparently. Anyway, we're going to talk about fortune cookies. We're going to hear some music, grammar, pronunciation, and plenty more. Let's get things started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
there, everybody. Welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is Monday. I hope you had a nice weekend. I hope you had a good one. I know I did. Tino, how was your weekend? He says, oh, Kyle, it was good. Muy bien. Very good. Very good. We have a nice show for you today. We're going to do a lot of interactive sections on the show today. I've already shared our little Twitter translation, but we'll get to that a little bit later. In a few minutes, we'll get to it. We've also got, oh my gosh, so much to cover. But let's begin with a little bit of grammar, as we often do. But I do have to say first that I am live on Twitch today. Twitch. So if you're a Twitch user, you can jump into the Grupo Von, or the Von Radio account on Twitch, and you can come right into the studio with me. So I hope to see you there. But let's get things started by stepping into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym.
All right, everybody, warm-up gym. Here we are in the warm-up gym, and we're ready to go. Well, I'm going to give you some sentences of translation. So I will say it in Spanish, and you can say it in English. All right, en voz alta. Give it to me out loud, everybody. Let's get things started. Here we go. This is true. Trabajas demasiado. Trabajas demasiado. Hombre. You work too much. You work too much. Trabajas demasiado. All right. Number two. Now, so demasiado, remember, whenever you say demasiado, demasiadas, demasiada, demasiados, all of this stuff, too much. Well, if it's countable, too many. Too much or too many. But this is excessive, okay? It's problematic. It's problemático. It's excessive. It's not the same as mucho. A lot. You work a lot. In fact, you work too much. Okay? Number two. ¿Cuánto costó? ¿Cuánto costó? How much did it cost? Did it. How much, hey, how much did it cost? How much did it cost? Number three. Decidí no comprarlo. I decided not to buy it. Es que decidí no comprarlo. Era muy caro. I decided not to buy it. I decided not to buy it. ¿Cuándo lo oíste? ¿Cuándo? ¿Cuándo lo oíste? When did you hear it? When did you hear it? ¿Cuándo lo oíste? When did you hear it? Me puse enfermo. Es que me puse enfermo. I got sick. Or yeah, I got ill. Juan is fast on the in the stream here. Juan Connor. I want to talk to John Connor. Yeah. I got sick or I got ill. I-L-L. Now you could say I fell ill. To fall means to become ill, not the same as to feel. Sentirse. Me siento, pues, enfermo. I feel ill. I feel sick, but I fell. To fall sick is a way of saying to become sick, to become ill. Okay? Tardé varios días. It took me several days. Varios días. Yeah. It took me several days. Several. It took me several days. It took me several days. Es bajo, gordo y feo. My gosh. Yeah. He's short, fat, and ugly. So this would be answering the question, what does he look like? Hey, what does he look like? Oh, he's short, fat, and ugly. Oh, my gosh. Okay. No tienes que hacer eso. You don't have to do that. No tienes, hombre, no tienes que hacer eso. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Bring us a pizza before the show? Come on, you don't have to do that. If you want to, you can, but you don't have to. No dejaré que nadie lo lea. I won't let anyone read it. Pero nadie. I won't let anyone read it. I won't let anyone read it. Mm-hmm. No dejaré que nadie lo lea. I won't let anyone read it. Let's go more difficult, Tino, shall we? Vamos a subir el nivel un poquito, ¿vale?
Things are cooking.
Ah, they're cooking, that's for sure. Here we go. We're going to do two more. Okay, two more. ¿Se te ocurre una forma mejor? ¿Se te ocurre una forma mejor? Does a better way occur to you? Does a better way occur to you? Now, Juan says, do you come up with a better idea? Well, you could say, can you come up with a better idea? Does a better, we could say to occur to you. Does it occur to you? Passively, right? Does it occur to you? It occurred to me. Entonces, no me hagas preguntas tontas. Then, don't ask me silly questions. No me hagas preguntas tontas, ¿eh? Don't ask me. Ask me. Please don't say ask. Eso es otra cosa. Hemos hablado de eso varias veces, ¿no, Tino? Why? ¿Por qué tengo que decir eso siempre? Porque lo oigo. Ask. Eso es culo. Ask. Pregúntame. Ask me. Ask him. Pregúntale a él. Ask him. Ask her. Ask us. Ask them. Ask the boss. Ask the boss. Es como, ¿qué asco? Ask. 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 You have to hit that K. If you don't, oh boy, if you don't hit the K sound, we've got a problem.
Okay? Asco.
I know. All right, guys, it's time for the return of our day two of a brand new section that we just launched late last week. It's a wonderful moment for today's What's Going On.
You may not know what's going on.
All right, what's going on? What's going on? We can keep that as a little fondo, no, Tino? Yeah. So what's going on? So the way this works, we're going to play a little una pista. We're going to play a little track, and you have to try to guess what's going on. ¿Qué está pasando? What's happening in this situation? Who is talking? Or what sort of person is talking? What are they talking about? And I'll also say what sort of accent. I'll tell you afterwards what sort of accent it is. But see what you can gather from the following paragraph, okay? What's going on?
What I don't like is, with the digitization, is that people aren't hearing quality sound. You know, the consumer is not getting what I hear every day, which is just miles above, say, an MP3 or what most people are hearing, their music off their phone or their computer. That's really the, it's 5% of the sound. So I get really annoyed with that. Most people don't. They don't really care. But I think if there's anything coming in the future that might revive the music business is making people aware of just how good music can sound, you know.
Okay. So he was talking about the sound quality. Right, Tino? Now, were you able to tell what he was talking about, more or less? This guy is from Florida. He's from Florida. So people are writing in. Maybe you can tell me what you think he's talking about. So who is it? And what is he talking about? The accent is from Florida. This is a guy, he's from Gainesville, Florida. And he's talking about the quality of audio in music. He's talking about MP3s, and he's talking about how sound is lost in the digitization of music. Okay, so this is an American accent, but it's a southern U.S. accent. So I'm going to give you bonus points if you can guess who is talking. Hadri says it's an American musician speaking about the low quality of music today. We're over here on Twitter. Guys, if you're on, if you're a Twitch user, get in the fun, right? What are you waiting for? Join the party over here on Twitch. It is Vaughn Radio is the account. Vaughn Radio. Baugan Radio. Vaughn Radio. You can also participate on Instagram and on Twitter. Maybe we should hear this one more time. Una vez más. Shall we hear this one more time? Then I'm going to tell you who is speaking. So if you know who it is, tell me. I'll give you some bonus points if you can guess who is speaking. Let's hear it again.
What I don't like is with the digitization is that people aren't hearing quality sound. You know, the consumer is not getting what I hear every day, which is just miles above, say, an MP3 or what most people are hearing, their music off their phone or their computer. That's really the, it's 5% of the sound. So I get really annoyed with that. Most people don't. They don't really care. But I think if there's anything coming in the future that might revive the music business is making people aware of just how good music can sound, you know.
All right. So he's talking about how sound quality is lost through this digitization. And he claims, now this is an approximation, but he claims you're only hearing 5% of the sound. I think that's a wild exaggeration. But he says the real recording would be miles above it. Miles, meaning much better. And yes, he is complaining about the sound quality nowadays with digitization. And that was actually one of my favorite musicians, Tom Petty. Tom Petty. He's at a Gainesville. The late Tom Petty. He passed away a few years ago, but he was from Gainesville, Florida. And he was talking about the digitization of music. So that is today's What's Going On. Now, if you're anything like me, you love cookies, right? I know Tino's a big cookie man as well. He enjoys a good cookie. And if you go to a Chinese restaurant, you'll often get these fortune cookies, which are anything but, which actually are not Chinese. I hate to ruin the reality for you folks, but they're not Chinese at all. But let's learn some interesting facts about fortune cookies.
And that's a fact.
All right, everybody, and that's a fact. And that's a fact. Okay, the fortune cookie. Everybody, the fortune cookie. You know what I'm talking about, right, Tino? Do people know these ones in Spain? Galleta de la Fortuna? Do you say that? I have no idea. But anyway, the fortune cookie. So I'm going to give you three facts. Well, three statements. Two of them are facts, and one of them is a lie. Mentira! So you need to guess which one is the lie. Okay? The first one, fortune cookies are not Chinese at all. In fact, they're from Japan. They come from a tradition called omikuji. Omikuji! Where fortunes are written on little slips of paper and given out at shrines and Buddhist temples. Fact number one. Fact number two, in March of 2005, 110 people earned the second prize in a lottery, inciting panic at the Lottery Association that there was cheating happening. It turns out that all of the winners got the numbers they played from the same place, a single fortune cookie. So sometimes in a fortune cookie, it gives you a lottery number. These people evidently got the same lottery number. They played the number. They won. And 110 people won. Is that one true? Or is it a lie? Number three. Currently, around 800 million fortune cookies are made for export each year in China. Made in China and exported. So which one is the lie? ¿Cuál es la mentira? Mentira.
Mentira.
Exactly. Which one is the lie? Well, the first one, I have to admit, is a fact. The first one is true. Fortune cookies are not Chinese. They've never been Chinese, and you won't find them in China now. In fact, there were efforts to market fortune cookies in China, which failed. There are records of Japanese people making some version of the fortune cookie. That goes back many, many years. It is still unclear how the practice was adopted by Chinese restaurants in North America and in Europe. But it happened. Okay. Number two is also a fact. 110 people back in 2005 won, and they had to share a $19 million lottery prize. And this company called Wonton Food in Long Island, New York, manufactured fortune cookies, and they put the same number on many, many, many of the fortune cookies, saying, this is your lucky number. People went out, they played the number from the cookie, and they won, and they had to split the prize. So that means that the lie is the third one. Fortune cookies are actually distinctively an American thing. You can also get these at Chinese restaurants in Europe. But most of the 3 billion, there are 3 billion of these cookies made every year. And most of them are produced in America, in Estados Unidos, in the United States. So they're not made in China at all. But now there is apparently some dispute or some uncertainty about the origin of the fortune cookie. And there are different competing versions of the story of the origin. Like I said, some believe it came from this Japanese tradition. But there's also a story that says that a baker, a guy who lived in California, invented fortune cookies about 100 years ago. And he wrapped a little fortune. He would take a piece of paper and write some little bit of
a fortune, some little hit, some story or some little fact or something, and wrap it in an egg roll casing. And the baker experimented with many different kinds of batter until he reached the cookie or something similar to the cookie that we know today. Now in 1922 or 23, the fortunes, they started to use, they started to put, things to tell the future. They started to say, well, this is going to happen like a horoscope into the cookies. And so it sort of evolved from there. But yes, if you go to China, which I have, you will not find fortune cookies there, folks. I went to China and I did not see a single fortune cookie. I have to admit it. Anyway, that is today's fact, everybody. We got just a couple of minutes before we go. Tino, why don't we go ahead with our interactive section? I'm talking about the Twitter. Let's do that one. Let's go ahead before we take our break with today's Twitter translation.
Translation.
All right, it's time for the Twitter translation. Now, the way this works, I'm going to give you the answer I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish, and I want you to say it in English, but I'll give it to you I'll give it to you here, but I want you to give me the answer on Twitter or on Instagram. You can participate. Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Find me on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm Kyle Miller. E-M-A Kilimiyaj.
Okay, the Twitter translation. So I want you to write in. Now, you can also participate on Twitch. Twitch, 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 Twitch. If you're out there in the world of Twitch, you can join me there, and you can participate in all of the show, or particularly with this little challenge. ¿Cuántas veces quieres que les visitemos? ¿Cuántas veces quieres que les visitemos? So I want you to tell me how to say that in English. Write that in. If you guys are out there in the Twitch world, you can write it on the Twitch feed. You can send it to me on Instagram. You can send it to me on Twitter. We're connected in so many ways. And in a moment, we are going to take a short break. In fact, right now, we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, we have plenty more to talk about. We're going to look at some history. We're going to hear some music. We've got lots to cover. So I encourage you as well to get onto the feed here on Twitch and follow the Grupo Von, Von Radio account. And you can come right into the studio with me and check out what's going on here with the Drive Time Show. We're going to take a short break, but I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. So stay with me, folks. Don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Si los profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Baugen Empresas tenemos un plan. Un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases. Nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Baugen. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Ya está aquí el Beat for Teens. El Beat for Teens es un programa de inmersión intensiva de domingo a viernes para jóvenes entre 15 y 18 años, en grupos de 6 alumnos como máximo. Mejorarán su agilidad oral y comprensión auditiva en 6 intensos días con el método Vaughan. El programa tendrá lugar en un colegio mayor e incluye alojamiento en la habitación individual con baño privado, pensión completa, material didáctico de Vaughan y, por supuesto, nuestro equipo de profesores de Vaughan. Llámanos al 91 133 5833 o entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Beat14s, The Baugan.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupobaugan.com.
Estás escuchando Baugan Radio.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Baugan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esa semana sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com. Los Urban Camps de Baugan. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Baugan Radio.
Everybody, we're back, and this is the music of the great Neil Young, Canadian icon Neil Young, and this is his song Heart of Gold, Corazón de Oro. Heart of Gold, it's Neil Young, everybody, from his album Harvest, que es la cosecha, la recolección, ¿no?, de la cosecha, eso es, the harvest, so as a noun, a harvest, or it's also a verb, to harvest. Y la cosecha can be the harvest, or it could also be the crops. A crop is an intentionally cultivated agricultural product. It's my personal definition of a crop. But the record was called Harvest, and Neil Young said, "This song put me in the middle of the road. Traveling soon became so boring that I headed for the ditch while traveling on that road." And he was talking about the road to fame, la fama. Right? He says, "Harvest is probably the finest record I've ever made." And I think I could agree with that. It's a classic. And it was a song that also had elements of Bob Dylan in it. Neil Young made no secret that he idolized Bob Dylan. But when Bob Dylan heard this song, Heart of Gold, he thought that he was going too far in approaching
his style, right? Approaching the Bob Dylan style of songwriting. Dylan complained. He says, I used to hate it when it came on the radio. I always liked Neil Young, but it bothered me that every time I listened to Heart of Gold, I'd say, that's me. If it sounds like me, it might as well be me. Now, another interesting thing about this song was that it was recorded in two takes. Dos tomas. Two takes. The acoustic and, sorry, the musicians weren't familiar with Neil Young or the song, but they knew how to play. So they basically started jamming. And they did a little bit of additional tweaking, but it was actually only two takes, dos tomas, two proper takes, and they had it done. So there you go. And he became the first Canadian to have a number one album in the United States when this album, Harvest, reached number one in April of 1972. There you have it, the great Neil Young. One of Tino's favorites as well, Neil Young. Exactly. And anyway, I know if you're anything like me, then you'll love expressions. So why don't we go ahead with our expression of the day. Expression of the day. Now, our expression of the day today is 50-odd. 30-odd. 20-odd. It's like saying unos... Había unos 20 coches ahí. We could say there were 20 odd cars there. There were about 20 cars there. 20. You could also say 20 something or 20 some. Había unos 20 coches. There were 20 some cars there. 20 odd. Odd, and odd, which means impar, impares, odd numbers, los números impares, odd numbers, los números pares, even numbers. Miriam says, roughly, yeah, roughly, approximately. Mm-hmm. 20 odd people, some 20 people, roughly 20 people. How many people are there in the office? Not very many right now. With this COVID situation, there are probably 15 odd people in there now? Maybe. Maybe not even. During the day, now earlier on in the day, there are probably 40 odd people, right, Tino? There's probably 40 odd people in the office during the day. If you go in at 11 o'clock in the morning, there's probably 30 or 40 odd people. Unos 30, 40 personas. 20 odd. Unos 20, unos 30. We say 20 or 30 or 40 odd. Now, you go up the road here, not very far, we have this big football stadium called the Santiago Bernabeu. You know that one, Tino? He knows it. He says, ah, claro. Ah, el estadio ese. Yeah, claro. Right? You go up the road. It's not far. I could walk there to the famous Santiago Bernabeu Stadium, the cathedral of football, if you will. I shouldn't say that because people from different Barcelona are going to say, no. But how many people can fit in there? I think it's like 90-odd thousand. 85 or 90 odd thousand. Unos 85 o 90 mil. ODD, 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 not add. No estamos sumando cifras, sino odd, 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 odd. Odd has a bunch of different meanings. Odd has a bunch of different meanings, folks. Significa muchas cosas, odd, impares. Odd can also mean raro. Es un chico muy raro, eh? He's an odd guy. He's an oddball. He's an odd person. Kyle, your show is odd. Es un poco raro, eh? a bit odd, a bit strange. We have another expression, which is to be at odds. To be at odds with someone means to be in a state of disagreement. Right? We disagree. So I come in and I say to Tino, Tino, Pepsi is better than Coke. And he says, no, Coke is better than Pepsi. And we're at odds. Una pelea. No, it's broma. But to be at odds means to be in a state of disagreement. We were at odds with each other about that. To be at odds, to be in a state of disagreement, to disagree. So we have several different uses here, folks. Impar. Números impares. Odd numbers. O-D-D. Odd as an adjective. An odd person. Raro. It was a strange idea. It was a very odd idea. Una idea rara. An odd idea. To be at odds. Con ese. To be at odds means to be in a state of disagreement. And then also, 20-odd, 50-odd, today's expression of the day, unos 50 personas en la oficina ahora. No, bueno, mentira. But imagine there's 52 people. How many people are there in the office? Oh, 50-odd people. There are a lot of classrooms here. There are about 90-odd classrooms in this office. Unos 90 aulas. There are 90-odd classrooms. I say 90-odd because I don't know if there are 88 or 90 or 92 or 94 or 85. I don't know. Pero unos 90. 90-odd people. Okay? People are giving me feedback on the shirt today. The Hawaiian shirt. It's the new Hawaiian look, folks. It's the summer. It's the look of summer. And if you want to check it out, you can join the fun here on Instagram. We're live on Instagram, by the way. Estamos en directo en Instagram. We're live on Twitch. We're also, people are writing in on Twitter. We got the full multimedia experience going here, everybody. We're live. We're live everywhere. Anyway, I think it's time to move on. As much as we love what we're doing, it's time to move on.
He lives in an island. He lives on an island. Not Iceland, island. This is a chaos. This is chaos.
Pronunciation, everybody. And I want to practice linking. People say, linking otra vez? Hemos hecho eso.
Lindo.
Well, I know. It's good and it's important, right? It's an important part. It's an important part of the learning experience is in the pronunciation experience, how we link words together. Como vamos enlazando palabras. Okay. So I want to practice must have, which by the way, we use with a logical conclusion. So imagine he must have had a car accident. He's late and his car is damaged. He must have had an accident. Must have. But we don't normally say must have. We say musta. Must have. Must have or musta. Debes de haberlo visto. You must have seen it. You must have. You must have seen it. Debo de haberlo perdido. I must have lost it. I must have lost it. Deben de haberlo robado. Es que no sé dónde está. ¿Dónde está mi teléfono? Deben de haberlo robado. They must have stolen it. They must have stolen it. Él debe de haberlo terminado. He must have finished it. He must have finished it. Debemos de haberlo roto. We must have broken it. We must have broken it. Oh no. Ella debe de haberse marchado. ¿Dónde está? I don't know. She must have left. She's gone. She must have left. Welcome, guys, on the Instagram feed. We're live on Instagram today. We're also live on Twitch. We're live on Twitter. We're live on Vaughn Radio. Holy smokes. Dios mío, estamos por todos lados, eh? Also, if you want to hear this show again, you missed part of it, and you say, I want to hear that again. Well, you can go to iVox, and you can get a free podcast of today's show. Mm-hmm. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Debes de haberlo leído. Debes de haberlo leído. You must have read it. You must have read it. You must have. You must have read it. You must have read it. Deben de haberlo vendido. Claro. They must have sold it. Must have. Cuidado, cultura gastrobike. She must have. But the way we contract it, I'm calling this the pronunciation part of the show because we're practicing the way we pronounce, the way we link the words together. Como vamos enlazando, must have. Exactly, must have. Must have. Deben de haberlo vendido. They must have sold it. They must have sold it. Everybody? I don't know why. But they must have sold it. Okay. It's gone. Yep. Well, there you go, folks. And that is, so that's one of the important ways that we can develop pronunciation, right? Remember, we have the isolated sounds. We practice with specific sounds. But then we also have the way we link the words. Como vamos enlazando palabras. And then we have the third thing, and maybe the most important thing of all, is simply developing your ear and your listening comprehension. So then you can hear yourself. You can hear yourself speaking, and you can differentiate. You can hear the difference, hopefully, between your own English, your own accent, and that of a native English speaker. And then you can work to approach that pronunciation. Okay, poco a poco, as they say. Little by little.
On the same page.
All right, everybody, we're on the same page. Now, if you're live on Instagram, you're not hearing all of the jingles and such. But you can always tune in the radio. Siempre puedes poner la radio. And I hope you do that, guys. I hope that you will listen to this program on the radio and tune it in. You can go to VaughnRadio.com or you can connect through our app, which is simply called Vaughn Radio. And yeah, I'm wearing my Hawaiian shirt today. I think it could be my new style. Hawaiian shirts for summer. You know? Anyway, today you can be on the same page if you have this book. I'm going to hold it up. I'm putting it up to the camera. It's called False Friends in English, que deberías conocer. Son amigos falsos, ¿eh? Malos amigos. muy mal. But it's a good, Malos Amigos, pero un buen libro, right? It's a good book because it explains these words like, for example, chocar. Oh, to choke. No, eso es otra cosa, right? To choke is atrangatarse. Atragantarse, ¿no? Atragantarse. Uf, vaya palabra. Pues esa palabra no es ningún amigo mío. Atragantarse, ¿no? Atragantarse.
Ah, eso es.
I'm choking. The verb to choke. C-H-O-K-E. Atragantarse. Atragantarse. Eso es. Mucho mejor. People are writing it in. You don't have to write it in. I have the word in front of me, but the problem is the pronunciation, not the spelling. Atragantarse. Una vez más. Atragantarse. All right. Okay. To choke. Much easier in English. Choke. Choke. The other day I was eating a piece. This is true. I was eating a piece of spaghetti and it went down the wrong pipe, we say. We say that in English. I don't know if you say that, que ha bajado el tubo incorrecto. Han bajado, no sé, en el, por el mal tubo, or I don't know what you say in Spanish. El mal camino. El mal camino. And I was eating this piece of spaghetti, a bit of pasta. And I said, I'm choking. But it was okay. I had to cough a little bit. I coughed a little bit, but it was okay. Irse por el otro lado. También, ¿no? Irse por el otro lado. Por el camino viejo. I like that one. Se me ha ido por el camino. It went down the old road. I went down the old road. No, we say it went down the wrong pipe. Around the wrong pipe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Atraganarse. Atragantarse. Eso es. Atragantarse. Oof. Tricky word for me. To choke. 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 Now you also have estrangular a alguien. To choke. When you say to choke someone. Not a nice thing to do. Not very nice at all. Don't do it, folks. To choke. So, but you can choke on something. I was choking on a piece of spaghetti. Now, another word, the false friend here is chocar. El verbo chocar, que es otra cosa. Que es otra cosa. Chocar is to crash. Con el coche. Pff, ah, no. Bang. You hit something, you crash, or you crash into. If you have a car accident, a car crash. Jesus says, he says, a la última se suele atinar. What does that mean? Ah, okay. Yeah, I got it right. On the last, atinar, acertar. To get it right. I got it right. On the last time. Yeah, okay. Okay, here we go. Dos aviones han chocado en el aire. Muy mal. Two planes have crashed in the air. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, and then imagine. Su hijo se atrangató. Atrangantó. Vaya. No? Atragantó, eso es. Atragantó. Con un trozo de salchicha. Vaya palabra. What a bunch of sentences we're throwing at me today, guys. Dios mío. His child choked on a piece of sausage. Yeah. He choked on a piece of sausage, folks. Anyway, that's a word I can't get it, folks. Atragantarse. No.
atragantarse.
Kyle, Spanish moment.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna leave it at that, folks. I gotta quit. I just can't say that word. Atragantarse. Atragantarse, atragantarse. Una vez que lo pillo. But if you ask me in 5 minutes, I can't say it again. Atragantarse. To choke in English. Whew. Anyway, you get the idea. So, chocarse would be to crash into something. Pero atragantarse would be, eh? To choke. To choke. Okay. One more try. They're all saying there on Instagram. But you see, the key here is, folks, to not be, right, not have, as you say, vergüenza. You gotta try it. Hay que intentar. Hablando. Right? Well, you gotta try it. You gotta try it, right? It's important to try, to make the effort. All right, now, we have time. Yeah, we do have time. Let's quickly take a look at today's What's the Difference?
Like, ask, make, do, go, come, take, bring.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
What's the difference, everybody? And we got a question that came in on the Facebook group. Make sure you're in the Facebook group. I hope everybody's in my free Facebook group because I'm going to be putting lots of new content in there soon as well. Okay. English with Kyle. It's called English with Kyle. And someone wrote in, sorry, I missed the name today. I don't have it written down. But Kyle, I want to know if take after is the same as to resemble. Well, it's very similar, but to take after someone is typically with characteristics of personality. To take after someone is to inherit characteristics of personality. And it is with your family. So if my father loves ice hockey and I love ice hockey, I take after my father in that we both love ice hockey. I take after him in that way. To resemble can be more physical. Appearance. Oh, you resemble. But it could be someone you've never even met, like you look like. Que pareces a mi vecino. You look like my neighbor. You resemble him in many ways. To resemble, it could be with a family member, but not necessarily. And it's physical appearance. Well, usually. Not necessarily, but usually physical appearance. Whereas to take after relates to having inherited characteristics of personality. Interesting. So there you have the difference between to take after someone, and to resemble. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, everybody. A short break, but I'll be back in a few minutes with plenty more of the Drive Time Show. You're listening to the one and only Drive Time Show here on live, en directo, hoy, on Vaughn Radio. We're live on Twitch today through the Vaughn Radio account. We're also live on Instagram right now. And you can participate on Twitter. And you can listen to the show or any parts of it again at ivox.com. So lots of ways to tune in. We're going to take a short break. And we're going to give you lots of tips to help you with your English right after this. So stay with us. Don't touch that dial.
Nuestro curso online es único por una sencilla razón. Nuestros profesores son los mejores del mercado. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso, Richard Brown. Nuestros All Stars desde cualquier lugar. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Quédate en casa y aprovecha para poner en forma tu inglés. Entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com, porque hay muchos. Pero solo uno de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado. Te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo. en Google. Baugan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video